No, I feel good, and it's always good to be back in, you know, a place where I like to be in, you know, playing around with guys that, you know, I like to be around.
How'd you feel with getting out there, running with the offense, running with your running backs? I'm sure everybody was asking you because Sitton was saying he was talking because he had a big weight loss thing going on in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always you feel better the more you improve, and I mean, that's all you can pretty much ask for. And you know, the guys around you, you know, they notice it and they, you know, compliment you, it helps you, and you know, you just keep going.
Are you surprised about how everybody is so interested in how much weight you lost in the offseason? I mean, because it's been all over the internet, the Twitter, sports world. Are you surprised?
Definitely social media. it can get quite annoying, but I mean, you know, it comes with the territory. You know, I feel like I handled it well, and you know, I held my end of the bargain, and it's a process I got to keep going, and you know, just keep hoping for the best.
You talk about the process of losing the weight, what you did?
I did a lot of different stuff too. But what? Oh, but nah, you know, I had different opportunities, and you know, I took advantage of them. They were different than anything I normally would do, but sometimes different is good.
Everything from P90X to basketball, just among like
basketball is cool. I actually did boxing too, really? Which is, yeah, that's tough.
Did you like it all? Was that fun?
Was what fun?
All the training you did.
Like I said, it was different. Some things are harder than others, but at the end of the day, it's all about the result, whether it's fun or not. You just got to get it done.
How eye-opening was that to you to have Mike McCarthy call you out like that at the end of last year?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we all grown men. You know, whether he calls me out, you know, I just have to take care of that responsibility. You know, you don't get mad or, you know, flash out anything like that. You know, you just take it as what it is and make it go away.
So, Eddie, where are you at in the process? Are you where you want to be, or do you still have more to go?
There's always room for improvement, and you know, it's a long time to a training camp too. So I'm gonna have to continue to go in as well, but you just got to keep going.
So, how much weight have you lost since the end of the season?
Enough to be lighter.
What'd you think of P90X?
It's difficult, but it was kind of fun.
Because it's not football stuff, right?
No, it's not at all.
Is it good for reducing weight and changing your body?
Yeah, I think I look good.
Did you change your eating habits, Eddie? That was one of the things that kind of helped you out as far as working out?
Definitely, yeah.
Did you feel the difference yesterday and today compared to last season when we went into OTAs? Did you feel that lighter?
I really don't remember how I felt last year.
So how did you and Tony get together?
Long story, but it happened and we went with it. I ain't got time. Pretty cool?
I'm good. All right. Appreciate it.
Eddie, what is a running game like you guys had a couple of years ago, your first couple of years? What does that add to the offense, especially if you get Jordy back? How can things be different?
I mean, it makes it tougher for defenses, and that's definitely what we're trying to get back to this year. You know, and then Jordy comes back, like you said, so that'll definitely help us on the outside, and you know, we just have to make sure we play the way we're capable of playing.
At a lighter weight, what will you be able to do this year that maybe you couldn't do as well last year?
Same thing that I did the first 2 years, same things I had flashes of last year, just longer.
Is there a happy medium, so to speak, where, I mean, you got to where you are because you're a bigger guy and you don't want to lose some of that, or is there
I mean, I'm not going to get skinny like James Starks. I mean, I'm going to always be big, just lighter.
Eddie, you knew this barrage of questions was coming and spent so much attention on it. Does it feel personal at all? I mean, is it no?
That's cool.
Yeah? It comes with the territory. Was that kind of sparked by the comments the coach last year, or just kind of the position?
Just pretty much the position I'm in, but I mean, it is what it is.
Was it easiest losing the weight in the P90X? I saw a couple of the photos of you, and you looked even a hair slimmer than you are now when you got done with that. Because it's not a that's not football stuff, right?
So
it's,
no.
Was it easier? Did you feel like it was easier?
No, it was not easier at all.
More
challenging?
More helpful to
more
dropping
helpful.
Weight.
Yeah.
Dropping weight than doing football stuff. In what way was that? Was it more endurance stuff?
I don't know. I guess it's different for different people.
Have you felt any different out on the field this year?
I kind of felt the same. A little faster, quicker burst and things like that, but yeah.
So what happened?
Life? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, is there something?
It happened in what?
I mean, to let you, you know, obviously not play at your optimal condition last year. Was it injuries? What was it?
I mean, injuries play a part in a bunch of different things, but I mean, certain things happen, whether it's on or off the field, and, you know, you kind of lose track. But, you know, you get a wake-up call, and that was my wake-up call. Better sooner than later.
Yeah, with the contract coming up, was that?
I'm not really too focused on that. That don't matter if I don't do what I have to do.
Did you learn anything? I mean, look at this whole weight saga that you've been through in the last couple of months. Did you learn anything or take anything away from it?
Yeah, I learned that I have to respond to my coach in a positive way, and everybody outside of, you know, myself and the organization don't really, what they have to say don't really matter.
Sometimes in a player's career, though, I mean, young guys come in, you kind of just do what you want, and sometimes you have to learn it the hard way and then grow into a routine. And
I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, because my first 2 years, I pretty much did whatever I wanted. Last year, same thing, but just different results. So, you know, it's a something that I crossed. I'm glad earlier than later. So, you know, you learn it and keep going.
You mentioned the wake-up call. I remember we sat here when Mike had made James the starter midway through the year, asked you the same thing. Is that a wake-up call? And you said, you know, it could be. Is this more definitive, do you think?
I mean, that was then. I mean, you could kind of take it how you want, but, I mean, it has nothing to do with now.